Please listen to the teachings by generating the motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas, thinking that I must attain the unsurpassable, fully completed state of the peerless enlightenment for the benefit of all mother sentient beings that pervade the infinitude of space. And for, in order to fulfill this, in order to accomplish this, that I'm going to listen to these pure Dharma teachings.
Hori da dini da zimbari java da dambu chu nu Hoji da nyamgu nama songgava chimgu mara song na Zeba gandhi songgu nan zeba nchao yansi Deyo nan dini shirin kiwa yi dili songji jitin shu yu si Oda songwa nang yin Jiga songji jin zeba si ji de la Hoji da ki jiga chondra ham zindri ji gu nin zeba Oda tuji jindri ji gu nin zeba Oda dini da sangu jindarji gunin zeba di Oji da disamji diwa Oda zeba jini la sabha dang Da jirva sojiva da soya na Oji da zeba samja jiga sojiva samdang Oda takjiva paksama trishan da so nangshin jina zeba jiva jina Zeja zeba jatakji yu dingi Oda di gangaga nangni sangu zeba di chakayana sangu yuwa
So taking a quotation from that of Lama Tsongkhapa, who says that of all the Buddha's activities, that which is the most supreme of all those activities is the Buddha's activity of the speech. You have the Buddha's activities of the holy body, the miraculous activities of the holy body, and that of the holy, and that of the holy mind, and that of the holy speech. So. You have in general the 12 Ds as we know of, and then a slightly more elaborate version, which is presented as the 34 different activities of the Buddha, and then in the most elaborate version of the of the Ds of the Buddha is the or the 100 different Ds of the Buddha.
Zeba gandhi songgo nan zeba nchao yin deyong nan dinyan yin shirin kiwa yin dili songji jiren shu yu songwa yin du jiga da jiren si ji dila jiren nan ba chik si na o da songji ji se chen ba chu ji se chen ba gendu ji se chen ba di kumchok sun o da ji se chen ba samdang o da dini la ji se chen ba tongba ji se chen ba sutum ji se chen ba di o da jiren chik yo ba nang ni Wajiga da songgo jiga songla teni Wajiga da songji jizu chanya di Jiga da jizu chanya go gu tuki wadi di di nani Wajiga songji jizu chanya go gu di jya chenpo am di Da songgo gu di yin songwa yin gui wajiga
So in reflecting upon the kindness of the Buddha you know, cherishing the kindness of the Buddha, remembering the kindness of the Buddha, then there are six different ways that one can reflect reflect upon that. You know, they reflect on the reflecting on the Buddha, Jisutenpa, you know, like remembering. So, one remembrance is remembrance of the Buddha, remembrance of the Dharma, remembrance of the Sangha, remembrance of the deity, remembrance of the emptiness, and remembrance of charity are the six forms of remembrance. Of these, in remembering the Buddha, then you can remember the extensive deeds of the Buddha, the much extensive deeds of the Buddha. And amongst these extensive deeds, the one which one would cherish most above all is the Buddha's activities of the holy speech. Although Buddhists are, holy activities of the holy body enables the liberation of sentient beings, enables the enlightenment sentient beings, through the various physical or holy body activities, and of course, needless to mention the Buddha's holy activities of the mind that benefits sentient beings, but it is the holy activity, it is the activities of the holy speech of the Buddha that enables the greatest benefit for all sentient beings of all the different capacities, mental capacities, from the lowest to the greatest mental capacity. Then it is the speech of the Buddha that sentient beings are able to access, comprehend, understand the qualities of the holy body, understand the qualities of the holy mind, and even one speech enabling a variety of levels of understanding in accordance with sentient beings' mind level.
When I do two jins about the dealers of Ojuda, Jin Sancha Las of Mambo Zoni, Jiuson Jilaki, Tilly, the dealer Maraju, Captain Jabba Senayan, Sancha Mambo Zona, Tinrajinayan, Tilanaju, No Sigan, Sancha Zonza Magua, Shamba Tingans, the Chiwi Goni, Jiu Dendera Deon, Ojuda, and the
There's another praise composed by Lama Tsongkhapa in which, Lama Tsongkhapa praises Buddha's when Buddha's deed, when just shortly before attaining enlightenment while in meditative equipoise, then, many of the Mara demons, attacked the Buddha while in that state of equipoise with many weapons of, spears and arrows and so forth, then attacked the Buddha at that time. But from the Buddha's side, how he, overcame that harm was by the sheer force of the concentration on infinite sense of loving kindness, loving compassion. So Rumshi just went through, you know, a couple of verses of the praises that were composed by Lama Tsongkhapa in praise of that particular deed of the Buddha, you know, who, without any kind of physical weapon, you know, weapons of violence or destruction, who, without doing away with all of that, but by the sheer force of, you know, love and infinite sense of love and compassion, totally overwhelmed the Mara demon forces, and, you know, as you know, praising the extraordinary deed of the Buddha in that respect, you know. You know, who else is there, you know, the incomparable quality of the Buddha in that sense. So Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, verses of praise offered to the deeds of the Buddha is not just unique to Lama Tsongkhapa's writing alone. Even in the writings of Dhammakitti, if you go through Pramanavartika, the text called Valid Cognition, within that there are two lines which states saying that if you had one person, you know, with an axe, you know, hacking at the right knee of the Buddha, and then if you had another person, you know, with sandalwood ointment, you know, anointing the left knee of the Buddha, from the side of the Buddha, there is absolutely no sense of bias or discrimination in the attitude of feeling one more close or the other more distant. So utilizing this analogy, this is how, you know, Dhammakitti in Pramanavartika praises the qualities of the Buddha.
Kongla nubba shi jang dindruwa diwan jang ni te la chapsun che ho si. O jiga da jiga tumbay shakja tawa tukje ko, jiga tumbay shakja tawa kuzi gudang. O jiga da taso la da kita shuwa di mung maguwa. O jiga di tukje ko shangchib ji samsi ji di chechun rawa gari yuwa ri se na nubba shiwa ya na yang mara nubba shiwa diwan jirwa la gong ni. O jiga di shamba dang nyanji jang wa go ni di tukje mandurwa. O da di shangchib ji samgu yongden yamba dang.
So these kind of, you know, extraordinary praises offered not just by Lama Tsongkhapa and Dharmakirti, you know, one can conclude all of these such praises in the praise that is offered by Shantideva in his writings of the Guide to a Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Bodhisattva Charya Avatara. Put in that first chapter, and it's like one of the last verses, within one of those last verses, it says that, you know, to you whom, you know, where even, you know, giving harm, even an activity like that of giving harm becomes the very source of happiness. You know, if one were to harm, you know, the holy body or the holy speech or holy mind of the Buddha, but that very action of harm in itself becomes the very source of happiness for the harm giver. And how is that so? It's due to the force of, bodhicitta, the extraordinary mind of bodhicitta, which enables that, and how that has come about is due to the qualities of love, the infinite sense of love and compassion. And when these qualities of limitless love and compassion, bodhicitta, is attributed with such results, where even sentient beings' activities of giving harm becomes the source of becomes the source of happiness, and one from this one can easily conclude that the enlightened state, moreover the enlightened state would have all of these qualities, and even more so. In praising the extraordinary qualities of the holy speech of the Buddha, is that it is stated within the sutras that one speech of the Buddha is understood in many different languages, having this mellifluent quality in the speech, and also the context of that speech then understood in accordance with sentient beings' various mental capacities. For those of lowest mental capacity, understanding it at that level, for those of medium intelligence or medium mental capacities, understanding teachings at that level, and for those of the greatest or highest, mental capacity, such as those on the Mayana path, then understanding that very same teaching, comprehending it at that level. So, accordingly, then. You have like the Prajnaparamita teachings of the Buddha, then presented in the most extended version, the medium version, and the most comprehensive version. So the most comprehensive version would be like that of the Prajnaparamita sutras that have 8,000 verses. Then,
So one word is heard many different meanings. That's one word, but it's heard by sentient beings in many different meanings according to the level of mind. So Buddha said one word, but the high level, the intelligent being, they hear the Prajnaparamita, the 100,000 stanzas.
The
12
volumes.
12 volumes, 100,000 stanza. Then the middle intelligent beings,
20,000.
Yeah, 20,000. They, four volumes, the 20,000 stanza, four volumes. They had this teaching. Then the lower one had 8,000 stanza. So, but it's one word, one word. But they hear all these different levels of teaching.
ojida Derpongo, Tomapongo, Sigi, Sinibu de Song, Sinibu de Noni, Ojida, Sinibu de Songo Songola, Gindabanam Jimmer, Oda, Karizago, Shabjak de Zomer, China, the new Sugnong Congo Nona, Kishija, the Churku Churkuji, the new Mongoli would do that of a Sandra would not. That they need that Derpon Tomapon Sigi in the Kandiji and as of Tixamji were Kabzo, Titani. ओ
So you have in the story of the Arya known as Lam Chungwa, means a small cat, but he is one of the 16 Arhans. You know, from an ordinary common perspective, he showed the aspect of someone who is very dull in the mind. You know, but one may never know whether that was the reality for him or not, you know, but that was actually so far. But he showed that aspect where even to, you know, remember one word took him like 2-3 months. So, how he practiced was that, you know, he memorized these two lines that I must abandon the gross dirt and then I must abandon the stains. So he would repeat these two lines over and over again, and while repeating these two lines, he would clean all the shoes of the entire Sangha community and clean around the temple and monastery like that. That was that was his practice, and you know what he recited throughout was these two lines, and in due course of time, these two lines had a much deeper meaning where he comprehended abandoning gross dirt and even the stains to be referring to suffering. And the cause and the true cause of suffering. So, true suffering to be extinguished, a true cause to be abandoned, and also comprehending that one cannot accomplish, extinguishing suffering and abandoning the true cause of suffering without causes and conditions, and you know for this then realizing that. He had to realize that he had to generate the realization of selflessness, and in order to generate that realization, then that he had to apply himself to the true path, and by training in the true path, then actualize or attain cessation. And in order to attain cessation, that he had to directly realize emptiness to become an arhant.
Oji, that dinner's under Mazi, you, Sanji Jundi, and the Gomera, Korka, you, Dersi, so that Sherry was on Mungarji, Nidi, you, Tatambo Gala, you, Chuva, Rushi, Tongi, you, Chuva Matavi, or then Chuva Chimbo, Kitok Chimbo, you, Dingi, Tinaji, and Dingi, or you, that, the, ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན་ཉན 말 유딩이 지금 연바연두 지금 서로 배부 값어 뭐 지금 다 가르치고 철샤가서는 다 승리마다 상유와 말이디 철샤가서지디 승리부 지금 디 두아당 냠도 지금 철샤지디
Rinpoche was telling the story of the two main disciples of the Buddha, Shariputra and Moggallana. You know, they were like the principal the disciples of the Buddha, and before they became Buddhists, how they made the connection to the Buddha was they themselves were followers of a different path and highly reputed or famous in their own sect or whatever they practiced before meeting the Buddha. So and who they first met was an Arya being by the name of Katayana, who showed the aspect of being very subdued, calm, and peaceful. And it was to this Arya being Katayana that they asked, "Whose disciple are you?" And they said, "Yes." And he answered, saying, "We are the disciples of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha." And then Shariputra and Moggallana generated the wish to meet the Buddha. When they came to meet the Buddha, what Buddha said to them was just the two words, "Come here." By just merely hearing these two words, the depth of the connotation of these two words were completely different for them. The coming here, they right away understood it to be like, to not to remain in cyclic existence, cyclic existence, which is in the nature of suffering, to not to remain here, but to come here referring to here to liberation.
Where some dimpings are set
Circling in cyclic, where to not to remain in cyclic existence, where suffering, where sentient beings are circling in cyclic existence in the nature of suffering, and to come here referring to liberation, and then also comprehended that liberation could be actualized only through generating the wisdom of wisdom realizing emptiness, And that through the power, through the force, or through the power of directly realizing emptiness, that that they could attain this liberation. So this is what they understood from those two words: come here, meaning to not to remain in the extreme of samsara and nirvana, but to
enlightenment.
To come to enlightenment by actualizing the direct realization of the
wisdom method.
the realization of the wisdom and method. So, but so
mind.
Of the, so in that very instant, by just hearing that and having that in-depth understanding of that connotation, then enabled them in that very moment to become an arhat, to become arhat in that very instant, just by hearing those two words, having the comprehension of this entire understanding, complete understanding of what the Buddha intended, being able to comprehend that, and in that very moment attaining arhatship. So that is like, you know, an example of the extraordinary quality of the holy speech. So in this way, you know, when we talk about the extraordinary quality of the holy speech of the Buddha, is that one speech understood in many different languages, and and each different individual understanding a variety
of meanings.
Being able to understand a variety of subjects in a variety of meaning, like that. So that is in short, you know, explaining briefly the qualities, and then here the oral transmission of this pure sutra of golden light. The most extended version has 31 chapters, the medium version has 28 chapters, and the short one has 21 chapters to it. So the oral transmission will be based on the one with the 21 chapters to it, and the first chapter is
the story. The story of this text.
The first chapter, which explains the background story of this sutra. So, having mentioned about the extraordinary qualities of the whole speech of Buddha, then one should know that by hearing the oral transmission, one is able to get a lot of imprints, blessings of the imprints of having heard, having listened to the oral transmission. And of course, if you are able to comprehend the meaning of the understand or comprehend the meaning of the oral transmission, then you have the wisdom arising from that understanding. And then, as you become more and through understanding, as you become more familiar with it, then you have the imprints of familiarity with these points of the oral transmission. So in this way,
wisdom from the meditation,
the third one, through familiarity or through, is what generates the wisdom through meditation, through familiarity, the wisdom that arises with familiarity or through meditation. So in this way, one can receive the oral transmission at these various levels.
但你就跟你他一个当了当了一个这么多的没有跟你们说这个跟你这种他们就跟着那个去点多些呢对脚呢我在等你买了个自己的修理这个的修理我让他从那样这个旁边一点个过你这个我这个的修理三路当个月的就让他买这个生意那样旁边一点个过你买了年个月年吧旁边一点我这个的从酒店进看不见得几张的年不上几张就三百不得没比现在让他们装的
So just like how it was explained in the King of Prayers dedication, you know, the applying the you know the four immeasurable thoughts or the four limitless thoughts, you know, the limitless motivation in the sense of visualizing, you know, before Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, countless in number, equaling the atoms of this universe, you know, then with my body, countless in number, equaling the, you know, equaling the atoms of the world, making offerings to them for the benefit of sentient beings that are, you know, countless, equaling the, you know, that are countless in number, like that of the atoms of the universe, purifying their negative karma and the obscurations of these negative karmas. So with these four limitless ways of thinking, you know, applying these four features, you know, with this thought, I'm going to give the oral transmission. And by applying these four limitless features, you should also listen to these oral transmission. Think that you are listening to this, you know, with these four countless features.
Ranza nama maya nazara bhukita mbaba saru tamba nudhi ambu jarabu Shishava tapa jimbundu ambu tambur Divadam masham badam tatar shamwa sanjitam shanju sambadam rang sanjitam Papa nyantu tamji la shangzara lo Narkita kutiva tujikna shakun bambu chujiyan Samwa sanji shoyirinna Dijan shabha jikni na takjan dharnam Mibayi shanju sanamba chanam Dudhi ambu jarabu di nyana shanta sabadam Nasir Nebrishana,
So within that, what is stated as some of the benefits is that, you know, when we lack merit in life and, you know, and when many inauspicious things befalls our life and when our life becomes full of obstacles, then when we you know, through the merit, by listening to the pure sutra of golden light, then you know, it enables the pacification of all of these inauspiciousness, obstacles in one's life, you know, it blesses us with the merit, and then moreover, you know, enables us to easily to practice Dharma. You know, these obstacles that we normally experience in our Dharma life or in our everyday work life, then these are all pacified in ensuring success in our Dharma practice and in our daily life just by listening to these oral transmissions, because it blesses us with merit, long life, and you know, success. Success in the things that we do. Yes.
No,
So now, first chapter just finished, as Rumchi's beginning the second chapter, within which it speaks about the, you know, the measure of the qualities of the Buddha's holy body. The life of the Buddha.
Span of the Buddha.
Lifespan of the Buddha. Kutsitsa.
The So
what's mentioned here is like the Buddha's why the Buddha particularly had a long lifespan is due to, you know, having abandoned the actions of killing and having accomplished activities of generosity, particularly in giving nourishment to others, having accomplished these types of activities with the wish to benefit oneself and all others in order to attain enlightenment. In Tibet, you have Panchen Rinpoche, emanation of Amitabha Buddha, and then His Holiness the Dalai Lama, emanation of Avalokiteshvara, and out of their grace and blessings, the entire Tibet. In the forests, in the mountains, hunting was prohibited, and in the lakes, in the rivers, fishing was totally prohibited, and in the practices of offerings and so forth, offering of food, different types of food, then such as these types of activities is what enables long life.
Thank Kumbhaya Jumnandi, ndoro kasarwar yamzi chenam tamji jir tibadang na dongar ni chodje tabu kazi si si jang dongar mani so jara dong tamji thar dir dong ni so sa ga gondo yobai rab de na thar dir jinip tamji dongar ni si jir yer ko ra zi ze man ye kar dir na la li nam ka la rin Na ga xi ge pong do jang xiao jia de ge zi zi xi jiang zhong er man ni so zhe de ge zi zi si jiang zhong er man ni so sa la gong do yu bai rab de na thar dir jin yip tam ji zhong er ni si ji ye ge ra zi ye ze man ye kar dir na la li nam ka la rin na ga xi ge pong do jang xiao jia de ge zi zi si jiang zhong er man ni so jia zang jin jia zang jin de si ji ge ra ba dong nan de ni jia de ni ji ge ra ba ji ba na jia de ge ji zhong ni bu ra ma rong wo gong ji de ni jia dong er na gong ji de ni ji dong er na jian yong nan ba ni ye de bu zi ba bong wa dong ka zi mang bu jian ba de ye de dong ni jian bu 各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都各自切装门尼都 ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཡོད པ དང ཁྱི ཕྱི 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 ジャムジ、チェンボ、ジョ、ジョムデンディラ、ダンバジュ、ソルラマ、ナ、ダギュ、ジョラ、ダンバジュ、ジョノ、ジャムジ、ミワ、ナラザンバ、ジョナ、ダンバジュ、ランセルジ、シマ、グイ、ジョ、ジョムデンディ、ランセル、ヨンジョ、ザマラ、テンバンド、ランセル、ヨンジョ、ザマディ、モバンジュナ、スムジュ、ザマラ、ナジ、ナダボンバジュ、トビジ、トボソル、ティラザンビ、ジョナ、ソルダンバンド、ニャ、トゥダン、ランサンジ、タンジ、シワルカバ、コンディ、チェブラカバ、ディタビ、タニャダン、ヨンデンディン、バスウォーダンバンド、チェジ、トゥク、ニョンジュ、 ジーラザンバ、ユーナー、セルウォーダンバンドーナー、ディジンジョバカージョン、ナリ、ドナティ、シバラカージョン、トバラカビナ、コウジョン、タコジーラング、トランジーナム、コンジョン、アナスンジェナム、ニュード、サムジェザザンバリ、ナドボンドン、オーバーランジェルブ、ドン、アランジェルブ、ランセル、ナランセル、オダディジー、コンソングユーナー、 그지
So, what is stated within this Pure Sutra of Golden Light is that from worldly point of view, the Buddha man, you know, from worldly point of view, then it was seen that Buddha lived a lifespan of 80 years. But you know, that needn't necessarily be the case. You know, for an enlightened being who is completely free of all the failings and mistakes, totally qualified, completely qualified in all the quality, positive qualities and knowledge. Who is not bound by karma and delusions, the, who does not have, who has attained eternal life, you know, who has the, who has an eternal life. So, why the Buddha manifested that aspect is for the benefit of sentient beings to remember impermanence and death, and for the holy body, by manifesting the great parinirvana, gave off many relics, and these relics gave the opportunity for sentient beings to continuously to make offerings. So in this way, there is no limit to the lifespan of an enlightened being, but displaying these activities, solely for the benefit of sentient beings.